Hello, hello, hey, sweet people, and welcome to the Reading Masterclass.
Yay!
Yay, the Reading Masterclass by Inglês no Cru, which is us. That means that's me, Foster, and...
Alexia, of course. Hi.
Alexia, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. What about you?
I am doing very well, thank you. I'm very excited to begin this masterclass. I think it's going to be awesome. And today, I just wanted to give an introduction, talk about what we are going to do in the masterclass, how we're going to do it, why we're doing it, what we're trying to achieve. And I thought that a good way to do that would just be to talk to you about the course.
Yeah, yeah. I think that everyone is super excited, and also they need a guideline, which I think you're going to be able to give it to us, because I'm taking this course as well.
Yes, I hope that I can give some sort of guideline. And just full disclosure, full transparency, Alexia is also participating in the course, which means she is doing all of the exercises with our students. So you have seen most things, but there are still some surprises for you.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, well, the Reading Masterclass used to be the book club, right? So...
That's a good point. Let's just get that out of the way in the beginning. Last year, we did a challenge called the Inglês no Cru Book Club. It was very popular. I think it was very successful. Our students learned a lot, but I don't think it was really complete.
Yeah, we felt that it needed more. It needed more resources and things to talk about. So we... turned into a masterclass, a reading masterclass, the way that it was supposed to be last year as well.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to listen and see some audios that Foster is going to say book club, but actually the materials are not the same. We are just making sure that all the audios, the good ones and the classes from the book club are here for you guys as well. So, it's the Reading Masterclass plus a book club.
Yeah, essentially that's it. Occasionally in an audio, you will hear us say something like, welcome to another day of the book club. Don't worry, it's still the masterclass.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, Alexia, first, let's start with the goals of the masterclass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Can I start with a very quick story about a very famous linguistics guy?
Yeah.
Okay. There is a very famous linguist, and his name is Stephen Krashen.
Okay.
And Stephen Krashen is the person that coined the term comprehensible input.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand when I say coined the term?
He created.
He was the first one to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need to know what comprehensible input is right now. We will talk a lot more about that during the masterclass. But essentially, his theory about learning languages is the best way to learn a language is with reading. And he calls this free voluntary reading. So that means you don't have anyone forcing you to read. You don't have an exam after you read. You're just reading because you're curious, interested, and it's fun.
Yeah.
And we're kind of putting that theory to the test because I don't think it's the absolute best way to learn a language. Like, you can't just read, but I think it's tremendously, tremendously helpful.
Okay.
So that is kind of like one of the goals of the course, is not just to use reading as the only resource to learn English, but really to develop and cultivate this habit of free voluntary reading, to make reading fun, to make it a useful tool to improve your English, and to make it a habit.
Yeah, I think that what you just said about becoming a habit, it's one of the most important steps. I would say like the very first one.
Yeah, that's why the first week is completely focused about learning new skills, habit formation, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cool. So, Alexia, would you like to talk about the structure of the course a little bit?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. So the masterclass is divided into different weeks. So each week we will send you new material that you will listen to, you will review, you will participate and engage with. And the reason that we send you new material each week, it's because we've produced a lot of online courses. And in our experience, if you give students too much information at one time, they just get overwhelmed and lost.
Yeah, and we understand that each student is different, right? So maybe you're going to be the one who's going to finish the week in just like one day, and maybe you're going to take like 2 weeks to finish the first week, which no problem at all, because either way, you're going to have plenty of time to study and to be part of the weeks, right? To really, really be there.
Yeah, essentially each week is just, that's just our recommendation. So if it takes you 2 weeks to finish the first week, because there is a lot of material each week, that's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't want to give you too much information at once, because we have a lot of statistics and experience suggesting that that is not the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so in each week, we have a few different parts, let's say. So on one hand, we have techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So Alexia and I will have a conversation, and we talk about different techniques, different approaches, different styles to really engage with reading.
Mm-hmm.
These will be very important, and maybe there will be some techniques that really connect with you, and you think, ooh, this is going to really, really help my reading. Maybe there's some that you think that's not really my style. But we highly recommend that you listen and at least experiment with all of the techniques, because they can be very, very useful.
Okay.
Cool. Then we have two other sections of the course that I'm very excited about. Number one, we have baselines. Do you understand the word baseline?
I do.
What do you understand about baseline?
It's like the why do you have to based on to be aware of what you're learning,
yeah,
more or less.
Yeah. So in the masterclass, we talk a lot about habits and how to track your progress and measure your improvements. And if we're going to do that, we need to know where we are starting from.
Mm-hmm.
So after we talk about a new concept or a new technique, we normally have a baseline section, which is like a mini challenge. So we just give you some simple instructions like, hey, go experiment with this, try it out, and see where you are. Like, is this way too difficult for you? Is it way too easy? And this will help you check in to see how you're doing with your progress.
Make yourself accountable.
Yes, exactly. Yay. Many times in English, we say to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
Como é que fala isso em português?
Ser responsável por aquilo que você está aprendendo, ou seja, como é que se diz?
Accountability is one of those words.
Ter noção, ter uma noção daquilo que... Accountability, there is no way that there is a word in Portuguese.
Not a good direct translation.
Yeah.
Maybe we will find one when we are reading in the book, in the
and
reading
let us know.
Okay, so we have baselines. We also have a new section of the course, which we are calling reflections.
Mm-hmm.
So like we said at the beginning of this audio, Alexia is participating in the course with you guys. So she is super cobaya. And at the end of each week, we will have a conversation. I will ask you, how are things going? What did you understand? What did you not understand? Were things easy? Were things difficult? We're just going to reflect on your progress.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this will be a really good example, a good model for people to understand their own difficulties and own progress.
Yeah, and remember that learning is not linear. So there are ups and downs. And don't be afraid or frustrated or... What? Why are you...
No, that's just one of the many, many reasons I love you, meu amor. Because for years and years, I have been telling students learning a new language is not a linear process, which means it's not a straight line.
Yeah.
But you have ups and downs. Now the student is becoming the teacher. It fills my heart with sunshine.
Don't forget that I am also a teacher in Portuguese.
Yes. So. You are wonderful. Okay, so learning is not a linear process.
It's a non-linear process. What works for me doesn't mean that it's going to work for Foster. We are different people and different ways of studying it. So find the way that it works better for you. And this way you're going to feel more comfortable with anything that you're going to study. Even if it's English or something like in Portuguese or anything that you would like to.
Yeah, and we will talk about that in much more detail during the course, that it kind of takes some time to discover what really fits best for you, for your approach and for your personality.
Yeah.
And finally, we have a resource that I'm really excited about called the library, which essentially is just a lot of different materials that we have developed over the years through teaching thousands of students. And we have just made a collection of reading resources. We've organized them. So, for example, we have, okay, here are all the sites where you can get free classic books. Here are all the sites and links and resources to bilingual editions for books. And we will talk much more about bilingual reading in the course. We have a section on poetry, a section about how to use your Kindle. So the library is, the idea is it's like a complement to the actual masterclass.
Yes, and Foster put a lot of time and effort to make this a library work.
Hey, buddy. Our dog is barking in the background.
He's very mad that the doors are closed for him. This is working from home from English Nucro Rádio. Just to let you guys know that we are podcasters, we are teachers, and we have a puppy that is super, super aware of that. So he knows that whenever we are recording, he can grab our attention like barking. And
exactly. And we are still in the middle of a pandemic. So what can you do? Okay. But I think that's a good sign that we should wrap things up. So we have the library. So you can practice all of the techniques, do the baselines, do the reflections, and then you can find some really cool material to experiment with all of that stuff in the library.
Yes, yes. And again, Foster put a lot of time and effort on that. He's very proud. He's a proud boy about the library.
I'm still working on it.
Yes.
The library will continually be updated and improved.
Yes. So if you guys have any, like, suggestions of books, articles, whatever you would like to see there or that you already have, please send an email to suporte@englishnucro.com. And this will also be the email that you guys can ask anything, like, Alexia, I'm a little bit lost during this week. Can you help me? Anything, anything at all, suporte@englishnucro.com.
Yes, please ask as many questions as you want. This is our first time that we are doing this reading masterclass. So your feedback is very much appreciated.
Yes.
And like Alexia said, if there are things that you want to see in the course or in the library, just send us a message because that's what we do. We are creating things for you. And I think I'm kind of a master at finding free PDFs and reading material online. So if there's anything you're interested in, just let us know. And again, welcome to the Reading Masterclass.
We are very happy to have you here. So go ahead and happy reading.
Happy reading.
Bye.